The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The Sharks Traveling Road Circus moves to Anaheim for a really big important game against the Anaheim Ducks. San Jose lost 7-6 in overtime way back on October the 11th, and that seems like seasons ago. The Sharks have come a long way. So far, they're 18-17-3, 39 points, and before action today, that puts them into the 8th position in the Western Conference and the 2nd wild card spot in a bid to get to the playoffs. Meanwhile, Anaheim continues to be one of the better teams in the division. They're ranked 2nd with 44 points this year. Joel Quenneville's team is 21-15-2 on the campaign. Being in a position to win and being in a position to travel to a playoff game later on in the season is something that the Sharks have been working for a long time. Mario Ferraro acknowledges that, but he also acknowledges that there's a long way to go.
We've made it to this point, but again, like I said, there's a long way for us to go. And but yes, that feeling of, you know, where the opportunity is there and you know, it's on us. You know, it's we how we decide to take advantage of this opportunity. It's up to us. So, it's a lot of hockey to be played, but we're opportunistic right now for sure.
Ferraro says that more than anything else, he's very excited about playing meaningful games at this stage of his career.
Yeah, this is it's always been. An individual team goal of mine to be in a competitive position, and obviously, you know, this organization's done a good job bringing some talent in here and you know, starting that rebuild, and you know, now you're starting to see it shift for us. So it's exciting. It's fun hockey right now, and I feel like our ceiling is really, really high, and we're not. I don't think we're close to getting there. So it's a good feeling right now. We just got to keep it going.
Ty Dellandrea has been a big part of the Sharks' surge, especially on the penalty kill and in winning faceoffs. He says that playing alongside veterans like Jeff Skinner on the left wing side and Adam Gaudette on the right, as he will tonight, has expanded his game.
It's been great. Yeah, Gaudz is great goal scorer. You know, he can put the puck in the net. He's shown that. And Skins is an elite player in this league that's done it for a really long time. So it's a pleasure to play in the middle of both of them and trying to work with them, make more plays, expand my game, you know, help our line out offensively. So it's been a real treat.
But the other thing is the Sharks have been able to regain momentum a little bit faster, compressing that time from when the other team is in control to when they seize it back. Dellandrea gave us some thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think just sticking to our plan and trusting that it's going to change. I think when we've had times where we fall off and let it keep falling is when we try to do things our own way or try to change what we're doing. Just sticking to the plan. Everyone's following along and we have confidence that it works because we've won games doing it.
Mario Ferraro also talked about keeping to the plan as a key to the season.
I think just sticking to the game plan. Things are going to happen. Adversity is going to happen throughout the game. You know, some bounces here and there that, you know, aren't in your favor. And I think just sticking to the way we need to play to be successful. And then, you know, eventually, you know, the ice will tilt for us in our favor. So that's an important mindset for us to have. Obviously, we want to limit the mistakes and try and, you know, close out games a little more clean, but you know, it doesn't always happen that way, and it's just important that we stick with our game plan and for a full 60 minutes.
Ferraro adds that the consistent play of that so-called fourth line with Zach Ostapchuk at center and veterans like Ryan Reeves and Barkley Goodrow on the wings is also important in the team regaining that momentum.
Yeah, you know, they don't try to complicate their games at all. They play the way that they know they need to play in order to help us win games, and And, you know, they're a good example of how we need to play collectively throughout the lineup. So, you know, they've had some recent success, and that's hard earned. And, you know, I think if we have that mentality that they bring, that's the leadership that they bring. And if we have that mentality throughout the whole lineup and consistently every game, we're going to have some success. So they've been doing a good job at that.
But one area where the Sharks need to improve is on the penalty kill. In their last five road games, the Sharks have allowed 6 power play goals, and their penalty killing percentage in those games is 66.7%. Delandria, who's a huge part of that PK unit, talked about where he thinks the Sharks can improve in that area.
Yeah, we've had different areas that have been successful and unsuccessful throughout the year. I think right now is up ice, like our up ice pressure on entries when they're coming into our zone. That was a staple for us. I think in November we were really good at that, and then it's kind of slipped a bit. Our in zone's gotten a bit better. So I think just working on our entries right now, not letting teams get in with easy puck possession.
Here's how Mario Ferraro sees that same topic.
I think being more aggressive when we can be. Neutral zone aggression, standing at lines, and then even, you know, in the zone when fumbled pucks or we see backs, you know, to try and be as aggressive in certain situations so then that way we can clear pucks and get fresh guys on the ice.
Head coach Ryan Warshawski says that stopping those zone entries by delaying the opportunity is something that's been discussed.
You know, we've really talked a lot about that with Doug and our staff of ways we can kind of create more loose pucks so we can get more numbers on pucks. And that's one area. It starts with face-offs. You know, if we win it, we're executing it and where we can pressure off a face-off. And then when we do get it cleared and we're on our forecheck, where we can stand and be a little bit more aggressive with our details. So be a big key tonight with this team. This is a team that can score off the rush, both 5-on-5 and on the power play.
The Teal Report will continue in a moment on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
At Comerica Bank, we're all about helping small businesses grow with the right tools. One way we do that is through our Small Business of the Month program, where we feature and promote local businesses like OK Lumber, a trusted, full-service lumber and building materials supplier proudly serving contractors, builders, and homeowners throughout the Bay Area. Visit oklumbercompany.com for information. To learn more, visit comerica.com/smallbusiness. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
And we're out. Back in 60.
Hey, what are you eating?
Chimichurri filet mignon. It's a Factor meal.
Oh, nice. Wait, they let you eat like that in the pros?
Oh, they insist on it. A pro's work starts on the plate.
Oh, man, that does look good. Let me have a taste?
Mm-mm. Get your own.
All right. Where do I find this? Is it factormeals.com?
Yep, and they've got a deal going on.
Oh, love a deal. I am so in.
Smart move. Pro move.
All right. Factor. Eat like a pro.
1 in 8 women have thyroid issues.
Am I the one? I am kind of tired. I should see a doctor. Is it genetic?
Does my health plan even cover tests like that?
In-network?
Out-of-network?
Why is this always a whole big thing? Wait. I have Kaiser Permanente. So my coverage includes regular preventive care. Guess it doesn't have to be a whole big thing.
Kaiser Permanente. Healthcare that just works.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Well, the Sharks-Anaheim game is always exciting, but the rivalry is building too. Anaheim, coming off a 6-1 loss at the hands of the LA Kings in their last game out, is looking for a similar bounce back that the Sharks got against Vancouver. Here's their head coach, Joel Quenneville.
Well, that's the you know, the response. We've had some responses to games earlier in the year that we generally respond the correct way. That's all we're looking for tonight, because it was a blaming on too much whatever we didn't have or had over the break, and not characteristic of what we're looking for, and just playing the right way is going to be part of it too.
Drew Ameda and I will have the broadcast starting at 6:30 Pacific time tonight. Tune in. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.